Well, then, we will move along to the perhaps not unrelated topic of meeting dates. You know, it's taken months to get the meeting dates for the rest of the year, which is a little bit disappointing. I had hoped to have a more aggressive schedule for the rest of the year. I think that it would be helpful for us to meet more often because a lot of decisions just don't get made until we sit down at the table and have a vote. The commission didn't always work that way. The commission used to, way back when, vote on 73-hour tally. We would vote on, I don't know if there's anybody, well, there's a couple of folks in the room who can still remember those days, where a ballot would come up and commissioners would vote within 72 hours, within 3 days. And actually make substantive votes. And if commissioners wanted to make edits to the factual and legal analysis that went behind, that supported some of the recommendations, they would shoot an email around to their colleagues, and it would often be resolved before the next meeting, and we'd have only the most substantive matters that really required every member of the commission to sit down together and hash them out would end up on the agenda for the executive session. And, you know, we'd have those meetings every 2 weeks. We would clear the docket before lunch. We don't do business like that anymore. And since it seems to take meetings to make decisions, I think we ought to have more of them. I think we are paid by the taxpayers to work full time, and 4 meeting dates a month is not enough to get our work done. So I had proposed a lot more meeting dates and could not get agreement to do pretty much anything other than the historical twice a month, Tuesday, Thursday schedule. We are meeting in exec session on Thursdays in addition to Tuesdays, which we don't do all the time in order to try and move cases forward. I was able to get agreement for 1 additional exec session in June, but the rest of it is pretty much the way it's always been. But there's only 4 of us, so we need all 4 commissioners to agree to show up, either in person or electronically or on the phone. I guess we're not doing it electronically by email, but we've got to have commissioners present either in person or by phone to meet, and these are the dates that commissioners have been willing to agree to meet. So that's the schedule for the rest of the year. Mr. Hunter?
I'm tired of arguing about this, but just wanted to say that having more meeting dates doesn't mean that we're necessarily more productive, and I'll leave it at that for today.
It's true. It requires people to show up to the meetings prepared to vote on the matters on the agenda.
Can we just move on? I mean, we're tired of
tired of hearing about it. I'm sorry to bore you. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If there are not any more comments, I'll move approval of the meeting dates for the second half of this year as set forth in agenda document number 19-19-A. Oh, I see that.
Commissioner Walker? I'll support that, but I do think maybe we could take a look at some point in the near future and see and really think about that. And if we think we can meet 4, 5, or 6 more times in the year and get the cases set up so that we can be more efficient, I think we should take a look at that. But and I'll certainly vote for this today.
The Vice Chairman has moved approval of the meeting dates as set forth in agenda document 19-19-A. Is there any further discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 And the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Palmer, do we have any management or administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. That being the case, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.